The city that never sleeps and makes a lot of noise will have to turn it down a notch, we're told, after a tough new noise code was introduced this week. But whether or 8 million New Yorkers, can decibels really drop in that small area? The city's Department of Environmental Protection has a phone line designated, it's 311, and it's for quality of life complaints. And the top source of environmental disturbance, callers say, is distracting, annoying, shrill, dull or rattling noise. Honking horns, construction noise, alarms, airplanes, the subway, traffic. Noise is a big problem for New York, says a researcher. And they haven't changed their noise code for over 30 years. The code that was enforced dated back to 1972, when New York was on the cutting edge in its efforts to limit the cacophony. But since then, nothing has been done. So have they got it right, or is this overreaction? Alan Fierstein is president of Acoustilog in New York. Hello, Alan.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Now, you've got more than a passing interest in matters noise and acoustic matters generally. What would be your personal feeling about where New York is right now? Is it extremely noisy and noisier than it was, say, 5 years ago?
It definitely is noisier than it was 5 years ago in certain respects, particularly the tremendous amount of loud car stereos that have been installed in SUVs, for instance, where the boom boxes are up by tremendous subwoofers with multi-100-watt amplifiers. You also have a lot of people who are playing music in the subways and in other areas where people are a captive audience, so to speak. But in other respects, as far as nightlife is concerned, the city has been cracking down on noisy nightlife establishments for a number of years under the Bloomberg administration. So that's gotten a little bit quieter.
Yeah, I mean, Mayor Bloomberg did take quite an interest in this. You're mentioning about people playing music there, and as I understand it, if your iPod or other player is too loud in what's called the clearly audible category, you can be fined, anything up to $175. If your car alarm goes off at night for more than 3 minutes, your car can be towed, and you may receive a fine of $350. It sounds a bit draconian, Alan, I got to say, when you think about things like, I mean, you know, one individual's volume in an iPod is comfortable because that person is probably substantially deaf and another person is really good hearing, to turn it down.
Well, it's important to realize that there's probably going to be a distinction between an individual who you can hear their iPod playing a little too loud through their headphones a few feet away on the street or in the subway, and somebody who's playing their subwoofer so loud that it's affecting one or more apartments where people are trying to live or sleep. And, of course, a nightclub could affect hundreds of apartments in a several-block radius, and the nightclub, frankly, has the deep pockets to pay a multi-thousand-dollar fine. The city would love to get the fines from those people who need to be told financially that they have to turn down, but they're not likely to go after people who have one little tiny iPod playing through loud headphones.
Okay, I was just wondering, are they in effect going to have the noise police on duty in New York?
The noise police are already on duty. I just read a story in the Times today that a Mr. Softy ice cream truck was fined $350 for playing its children attention-getting jingle after being parked. It's only allowed to play the jingle while they're driving.
And do you not think that's crazy?
No, it isn't, because these noises, while to a passerby or someone who's talking about it like you and I, may sound rather insignificant to people who have to listen to it every day, it can start to get on your nerves.
Now, when it comes to noise, the scale, the measurement is decibels, is it not?
Yes.
Do you have some relative numbers on a decibel scale? What's what comes in under the code and what doesn't, and the relative decibel levels of sort of everyday ambient noise, for example, or traffic noise?
Sure. In an apartment, the noise level that you're allowed to hear now from a nearby commercial music source, like a store, a nightclub, a bar, restaurant. If you hear music in your apartment that's above 42 decibels, that's going to be a violation. Previously, it was 45. Now, that may sound like a low number, considering that 65 is four times as loud as that, and 65 is the volume that you would hear from my voice if I was standing 1 meter away from you.
Okay.
quiet, because in fact 45 is more like the level of a whisper. But you don't want someone whispering in your house when that's the noise level coming from outside. There's nothing to prevent the nightclub from playing their music at 100 or 110 decibels, where the sound is as loud as an extremely loud industrial vacuum cleaner or a reasonably low jet taking off and landing. But if they soundproof enough, they won't have to be disturbing nearby residents with the sound going above 42 decibels.
Okay, that makes sense to me. We were speaking here last week about hearing, and particularly the hearing of people under 30, and it was explained that by the age of 30, a lot of people have sustained hearing damage and don't realize it. Is it the case that people in New York, where you are, or indeed anywhere, but particularly New York, as we're speaking about there, that people have things very loud because actually they've suffered damage to their hearing perhaps earlier in their lives, and they don't realize how damn noisy the whole thing's become?
Well, in nightclubs particularly, I've always advocated a warning sign similar to that you have on the side of a box of cigarettes, because DJs are so out of control because their hearing has suffered, and they don't hear the music as loud as patrons might. The patrons don't want to look like sissies and complain that the music is too loud, so they suffer because they walk out of the nightclub at the end of a few hours with possibly permanent hearing damage. And it's important to know that at this point in time, medical science doesn't have a way of regrowing your hearing system.
No, it doesn't. Just to ask you very finally, you're explaining the permissible noise level of 42 decibels. How would a consumer in New York know whether it's 42 or 44? I mean, are people buying audiometers or something nowadays to measure this stuff?
There are no inexpensive meters that can measure levels that low. The meters that I use, for instance, are multi-thousand-dollar units. But my job is primarily in tracking down the decibel levels for a way of determining how to solve the noise problem. But generally, if a person could hear the noise, and a person they were talking to on the phone could hear it over the phone, then it would definitely be over 45 decibels.
Okay.
Once you get close to that level, it's a little bit unsure without a meter.
Okay, we've got to leave it there. Alan, thank you very much indeed for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
And Alan Feirstein, president of Acoustilog in New York.